Rhiannon Giddens has two Grammy Awards to her name. She's been hailed as the new voice and face of American folk music. She even won a MacArthur Genius Grant. So she's got a lot of reasons to be center stage right now. But that is not what her current project is about.
There's a lot of ego in the industry, and there's a lot of like, it's my story and you help me tell my story, whereas we're helping each other tell each other's stories.
A couple of years ago, Giddens replaced famed cellist Yo-Yo Ma as the creative director of the Silk Road Ensemble. The pandemic put everything on hold, and only now is she getting to take her vision of the group on tour with a new program called Phoenix Rising.
And so we each take turns, and it's like, oh, this song is going, I'm going to find where my instrument fits, you know, let me find where I naturally fit within your world. We're not always sure where it's going to work, but we know if we just listen, there it is. And I think that is exactly what we need to do in this country. A conversation has to be over 50% listening for each person. It's not enough to tell your story. You have to listen to somebody else's story. It's not about where you come from. It's about how do we find a common language? Because we all speak different languages, even if it's like, you know, how we act in the world, even if we both speak English, we speak a different cultural language, right? So you're always constantly trying to find what is the common ground between you and me. And so what Silk Road is doing that through music.
Can you tell me about learning Bengali?
I didn't learn Bengali. First of all, I cannot speak a word of Bengali, but I learned the song that is in Bengali, and Ekla Cholore from Sandeep Das, who plays tabla in the ensemble. And it's just this beautiful song. It's a very important song for a lot of folks in India, and it's just, it's talking about sticking to your principles. Like, even if you have to walk alone, you have to continue to walk forward, you know? And it's a beautiful song, and it's, you know, is intimidating, but like Sandeep is so, you know, he's so great. It likes to be a little recording. Okay, just fix this little word, this word, and you know, and he knows I'm trying every night. But you know, there's been a few people who come back, you know, go, oh, we're so happy to hear the song, you know, and he's
but that stretches you too. That stretches you
absolutely, you know. And the thing is, it's like I'm used to listening to sounds and trying to replicate them in a way that is not a sort of copy, but just a way of like, it's the same thing I was just saying about how we're listening to each other and trying to find our way in. I listen and I try to do those sounds the way that my body does them so that it feels like an authentic, you know, interpretation of the song, but not
mimicry.
Copy, not mimicry. Exactly. Yeah. And that's challenging, but I love that challenge. And I love to be able to do Sandeep's song in a way that he's proud of.
One moment in this program, you're singing a Bengali song, and the next you're singing St. James Infirmary Blues.
Yes.
There's a range happening. Which was really beautiful.
Yeah.
You know, you have sung this song many times. You've recorded this song. Why was it important to include it in this curated set of pieces? We should just say, for people who aren't familiar with this work, it's an old blues song that Louis Armstrong made famous a long time ago, like in the 1920s.
Yeah, and one of the reasons I wanted to put it into the program, you know, it's called Phoenix Rising. This program is sort of coming back together, grieving together, celebrating that we're all together again. You know, there's this song I recorded with the Silk Road Ensemble on their Sing Me Home record, which I think won a Grammy. I don't know.
It did.
It's a pretty amazing record. I'm so happy to be a part of it. And so for me, it was kind of, that was my beginning with Silk Road. And we were able to put that back together, that song. And it's just such a celebration of what Silk Road is to me. I mean, it's like kind of like St. James Infirmary if you passing through a Balkan dance party, you know, on your way to the
yes.
juke joint.
And who doesn't do that on like a Saturday night?
Who doesn't do that? So, you know, there's so much respect and joy and love for, you know, different aspects of different kinds of music and cultures like wrapped up in the song. And it's just a freaking fun, it's such a fun song, and everybody's having such a good time, and the audience feels it, and it's great.
It's so good, and It is fun because you wouldn't necessarily think an accordion or like a Japanese flute would fit in that song. And it only takes a couple beats and you're like, of course there's a Japanese flute in this song. I can't imagine it without it.
Exactly. And that is Silk Road to me. You know, it's like when you look at it on paper, you're like, that's never going to work. And then when you hear it, you're like, of course that is. Isn't it always been done that way? You know what I mean? So that's what I do love about that. The yafue and accordion together, like having a conversation on stage and understanding each other.
Yeah. Resilience is definitely a theme throughout all of the songs. And it culminates in this encore performance in a song called Keep On Keeping On.
Left foot forward, right foot next. Shoulder straight, body taller.
Where does that song come from? Why did that feel like the message you wanted to go out on?
Well, that's from one of our ensemble members, Maz Swift. They wrote that. That is their song. And they're the other, they play violin and also have an incredible singing voice. And the idea, of course, it's great to get audience participation at the end. I'm always a fan of getting everybody singing together. We have too much them versus us when it comes to music. Like, oh, you're the professional, we're the audience, we're going to receive, you're going to give. And it's like, that's not how it works. You know, when we sing together, we create together. And it was one of the most probably negative things about the pandemic is that we were no longer able to share breath, you know. And there's something that's just primordial about that. That's just something that takes us all the way back to the beginning of humanity, is that we are sharing breath. You know, we're sharing sound. We're in the same soundscape. So there's this idea of not letting everybody go until we've all done that together. And then this song that they wrote, which is just so beautiful, is like, you know, no matter what's happening, you just got to keep on keeping on.
It has been such a pleasure talking with you. I'm so glad you made the time to do it. Thank you so much, Rhiannon Giddens, creative director of the Silk Road Ensemble. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.